deep state is in disarray. More people are coming over our side every minute. We're winning. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. By the way, you can throw Elon Musk out there. What do you think about the EU coming after him civilly and criminally? What do you think about Brazil coming after him? What do you think about them saying, you must let us censor the U.S. election? I'm going to give the toll-free number out for first-time callers. Yesterday took calls, days before that, for everybody. This is first-time callers. Your chance to get in on air. We'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Again, that's 877-789-2539. First-time callers on that insane scripted press conference that still blew up in his face last night. And what are they going to do as the Democrats officially come out and say you need to step down, but none of them want to stick their head out too far? What is your prediction? What's going to unfold there? Then the European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal if we quietly censored speech without telling anyone. They would not fine us. So they need to hide and do it secretly. The other platforms accepted the deal. X did not. European Union says X blue checks are deceptive dark patterns that breach its social media laws. EU charges Elon's X for letting disinfo run wild. Commission sends preliminary findings to X for breach of DSA. Biden admin tries to stop anti-censorship injunction in Kennedy versus Biden censorship lawsuit in the big congressional report. That's all coming up in this hour. But I am taking your phone calls, and I'm taking a lot of them before George Papadopoulos, one of the main, well, the first, along with General Flynn, I guess Flynn's first, and Papadopoulos, targeted to be set up as Russian agents. They were set up at the same time. Again, with no evidence, but trying to recycle that again. What is his expert view on what's coming next and what he thinks is going to happen? Because we're not just talking about Russiagate with him, obviously, but all the persecution, the deep state, what the real costs are, what we're dealing with. It's all coming up today. But again, I am on a secret mission leaving town tonight. It will be in the news. Pray for us. It's an important mission. It's a mission that will expose a lot of key things. I would look for breaking news on this Monday. I will be back Wednesday night. I will be popping into the show this week. But I'm going to explain this again. We're doing our most important work we've ever done right now. And people have seen this show on the air for decades, and there's a normalcy bias to think we're always going to be there. Please don't think we're always going to be there. It's you that's keeping us on air, and it's you that has to make the decision to keep us on air. Even if they shut this place down, you're going to have to find where I'm at. You're going to have to support us, or the enemy will win. So I'm going to say it again. I'm asking you to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, that has incredible nano-silver products, amazing fluoride-free toothpaste with nano-silver, colloidal silver. It's all there and incredible products at DrJonesNaturals.com. It is important to mark that down and make the decision. I'm going to donate to Alex Jones and to his sponsors. I'm going to support the sponsors, keep them on air. And then you'll get great products in the mail. You're going to love them. Next Level Foundational Energy, green fiber caps, concentrate of seed sprouts, the incredible organic multivitamin, Rocket Rest, an incredible sleep aid, super strong, works really well, Top Brain, incredible nootropic, the immune support product. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com, and I need funds to prosecute this fight and to tell the truth against these evil people. They can't threaten me. The threats of death don't work. But there's one Achilles heel I've got, and that's you. If you believe their lies, that I'm sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars, this is all BS. No, we fund ourselves with direct sales, and everybody else is doing this now. We pioneered it through necessity. So support us now at drjonesnaturals.com. You have to make the decision. I humbly thank you for your support, those that have supported, and I ask those that have supported to double down humbly, and I ask those that haven't supported, come on, we need your help.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I said it 2 weeks ago that they were going to make Biden step down, but then he got so pig-headed, the puppet that becomes a real puppet, that I said maybe he stays. Well, the Democrats are now officially pulling his funding. Schumer's come out against him in the Senate. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House. I don't see how he can stay in there. Or they'll scuttle their own party and get out of the way of Trump, or they just steal the election again and don't even care and put Biden in and replace him later. We're taking your phone calls at 877-789-2539 for first-time callers on this live Friday, unscripted, teleprompter-free transmission. 877-789-ALEX. We're having a big confab. It's been reported now on the Hill by Gay Pundit. Says Democrats that decide Biden's fate Sunday. No. Acting like they're in full control of Biden. He's been a puppet in the past. But I don't know. I think it's all up in the air right now because you have a civil war within the corrupt deep state. This couldn't be going better for America and for Trump, except it's so dangerous militarily. Will China decide to make their move on Taiwan or some horrible wild card like that? Because Biden tipped his hand 3 months ago. He said, I think China will invade Taiwan at Trump's behest as an October surprise. An October surprise always helps the incumbent. That would help Biden. So will they try to cancel the election? Will they assassinate Biden? We are in uncharted territory in very unprecedented, beyond dangerous situation. What is your take on that? But I want to air this very important report Greg Reich has put out. NATO pushing for war with Russia amid unofficial peace talks. Here it is. We're going right to your calls.
Washington announced plans to station developmental hypersonic weapons in Europe. And Germany's defense minister announced plans to deploy U.S. long-range missiles to target Russia. The weapons deployed in Germany will include the Tomahawk cruise missile, which has an effective range of 2,400 kilometers and can strike Moscow. Moscow's deputy foreign minister said, without nerves, without emotions, we will develop, first of all, a military response to this new game. The German government is attempting to reintroduce a military draft to make Germany war-ready by 2025. With zero evidence, they make the radical claim that Russia is planning to invade Europe, but it was NATO forces that overthrew the government of Ukraine in 2014. It was NATO forces that were operating bioweapons labs around the Russian border. And it was NATO forces that sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So far, Russia's actions have shown calculated restraint. They understand that NATO is trying to provoke a major response, and eventually, NATO actions will demand one. Viktor Orban recently visited Kiev and Moscow on an individual's mission of peace, and was interviewed by a podcaster on his flight back from Russia.
So that meeting was prepared in a totally secret way. First I was in Kiev to meet Zelensky. Then I started to organize the meeting with Putin. To make peace is a Christian action. You have to prepare yourself spiritually. So that's what I have done. Being convinced that this is the only way and that this is the duty I have to do now, because I remain the only Western leader. I'm the only Western leader now who can have a chance to talk at the same time with Kiev and Moscow.
He asked Putin three questions.
The first, President, what do you think about the peace plans? And what do you think about the frame and the process, how these peace talks are going on, and you are not invited? So what do you think about it? And he said that it's obvious that real negotiations cannot happen without the involvement of both parties. So whatever they are doing without him, it means nothing. They are still ready to communicate and negotiate and so on. My second question was, President, how do you see the chance to have a short, limited ceasefire earlier than the real negotiations on peace can start? And he said he's not optimistic on that. You know, Zelensky said that he's not optimistic because the Russians would use it against the Ukrainians. Putin said that the Ukrainians would use it against Russia.
And what did you say to him?
I said, let's consider. I understand your argument, but think about it. And the third question was I raised that, President, do you have a vision or even a plan how the security architecture of Europe will look like when the war is over? What is your plan? I said, we have a detailed plan.
After his trip to Russia, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban traveled to the United States, not to meet with President Biden, but with former President Donald Trump.
Everybody is aware that sooner or later, the war must be concluded. And we can't live eternally in the shadow of the war. So even those who are very committed to fight for Russia or for Ukraine, at the very bottom of their heart knows that, okay, we have to fight now, but sooner or later the peace should come because peace is a good thing.
I mean, your mission this week is a case study in surprise. What is your essential takeaway from these two meetings? Are we closer to peace? What is your assessment of the results?
Everybody is, and everything is, rather bureaucratic. But if we consider this issue from a bureaucratic eyeglass, a bureaucratic approach, nothing will happen. Because peace cannot be generated by bureaucrats. It's impossible. Many people have to work for it and on it. If you don't do that, there will be no peace. It cannot be bureaucratic. It must be political. Because only political leaders can manage to find a way, the shortest way to the peace. So what is the first step? First step is reopen the diplomatic relationship and reopen the communication channel. That's happened today. So it's one important step forward.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
And then he went on. Hell, let's just play it since I mentioned it. He went on to say that Kamala Harris is his vice president, but that Trump is the vice president. And then he refused to respond later. What did he mean by that? He said, well, just ask Trump. What does that even mean? He's completely out of his mind. Here it is.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, the chief of staff of the military, as well as the Secretary of Defense and our intelligence people.
Completely out of his mind. And it's now official. The Democrats have pulled $90 million funding out of the campaign. They are trying to remove Biden. The question is, will he leave? All right, Casey, Sean, Nathan, Mark, Joe, Josh, Austin, Chris, Anthony, Paul. That's good for calls for the hour. I'll get to all those. And then George Papadopoulos with huge news joins us in the third hour. And then on to the fourth hour. But right now, let's go to the calls and the order they're received. Let's talk to folks in California. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on the air. want to talk about Biden and his replacement, and is Trump in danger? Those are good questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Okay, so we were kind of talking about Trump, and all of a sudden now it's Biden, right? They're going to replace him. Trump's beating all these charges. Trump's in, my opinion, he's in more danger now than he's ever been. What a way to save Biden's butt if somebody, they use some, I don't know, some feminist to take Trump out and say, oh, you know, it's because he's going to take our reproductive rights away, you know, something crazy. And then who's going to be our replacement? You know, everybody's talking about who's going to replace Biden. They have a bench, as disgusting as it is, but where's our bench if something happens to Trump?
I agree. Trump needs to announce his VP. And even if they kill Trump, they'll say, oh, the VP can't be president. But though they can select whoever they want to be Biden's replacement.
Well, true. Very true. But like I said, I mean, everybody's focusing on that. And I mean, Trump, man, I'm worried about him more so now than I probably have ever been. But if I could ask just one more quick question, you know, Alex, how come we need to get Trump on your show, man? I mean, why does he always interview with all these left-wing vermin? But he don't come on your show. I mean, you're the one of the biggest supporters. I mean, he should be on your show like he did the first time.
You know, if I wanted let me ask your question because I never bring this up. If I wanted to get Trump on, we could get him on. I would rather behind the scenes have influence with policy ideas and things. And the calculation has been made that it is a diversion because they tried to demonize me, create a straw man of who I wasn't with PR firms, they admit now, to then tie it to Trump. So it would be a distraction if Trump came on the broadcast. You know, that's why when Elon Musk was freeing up X, I said, listen, he's doing a lot of good work. If he doesn't bring me back, it may be a distraction, I understand. And Musk heard that and said, well, screw it, I'll bring you back. And that was Musk's decision. I've told Trump if he thinks that, you know, it's a good thing, go ahead and do it. I just want to get Trump back in. I'm not worried about my show, but I hear you and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, yes. So you in business know about shipping and logistics, correct?
A little bit, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And so a friend of mine works in shipping. He ships big items from California all over the world. And this goes back to both Biden and his debate and this inevitable China, Taiwan, maybe World War III effort. So for the last 6 months, his company has been shipping one truckload container full of 50 cal ammo from California to overseas. And I can tell you specifically, I got the invoices and the pictures and stuff. 50 cals, every third round's tracer rounds. So one truckload every 6 months is not a big deal. And it's logistics, so he knows when they're coming, where it's got to go, when it's going to be packed up, when it's going to shipped out. The day after, the morning after the debate, he got to his shipping yard. There was five trucks out front of his gate. He's like, what the hell is this? I'm the guy. I'm the boss. I know there's no shipping. There's not supposed to be five trucks out there. Goes, you know, gets the paperwork from the truck. It's five truck fulls of that 50 cal ammo. And so he calls.
And let me guess, is it going to South Korea, Japan, or Taiwan?
Singapore.
Well, that's where they break it up. So what's...
Yeah, exactly. You know, Singapore is like... That's like from here to you know, to Texas to go to Taiwan. But anyways...
Well, what I'm asking is, does he know the final destination?
Yes.
That was Singapore.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no mistake that there's been an escalation of U.S. troops and gear and weapons going into Taiwan.
Right. And nobody's playing that up. So anyways, the day after the debate, everybody watched that. Everybody now on the left and the right knows the guy in charge has no clue as what's going on. So he calls up the vendor that has been shipping him one truck full for 6 months. And now he's coming to his lot and there's five trucks out front. The vendor says, oh, that's just five of 18 trucks I want you to send. I know I didn't give you any information about it, but you're expecting five trucks. Yeah, he took those five trucks and he says, I got to turn away the other eight, you know, the others. I can't have 18 truckloads here of ammunition in a shipping area that potentially could blow up and devastate the whole frickin' shipyard, you know?
Sure. So there's a lot of fast and loose stuff. Well, there's it's in the news that there's a massive arms shipments into Taiwan. And if I had to guess, that's where it's going. And it just shows. Remember what Biden said 3 months ago or 4 months ago? Guys, look it up. It was Biden. What was the exact headline? Biden concerned Russia or China could make military move to help Trump. October surprise. Biden concerned about Trump. October military surprise. As if China or Russia would do something to help Trump. But yeah, China could definitely use all this weakness being projected by Biden to invade Taiwan. They've already been encircling it, doing drills of a takeover. Great points. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Josh in Indiana. Josh, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Good, brother.
I just wanted to talk about the debate and everything that's been on, like, circulating the media with Biden, which has been going on for a while now. But me and my wife were watching it that night, and just to see him, like, he didn't even look like he knew where he was at. It was horrible, and it just gave me this eerie feeling. And everything, like, with when he was at the NATO summit or whatever it was, he all the stuff he was saying, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling of worry.
Yeah, well, he's a puppet, and he's malfunctioning, but now the puppet wants to say. So that's the big question. The Democrats officially want him gone. Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries. Will Biden do it, or will Biden hang on?
He'll hang on. I think he, like you said, he's too stubborn. It's like you see Jill out, like, talking for him. It's just, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And she's such a lightweight. I mean, she's not a doctor. She's a babysitter. She's literally some teenager he pedophiled. And she sat there while he raped her daughter. And then she's just there running everything. And they have no understanding, just arrogance and fancy dresses she wears. And that's what happens to empires, is they get incompetent people in control. And that's where we are. Thanks for the call. We're moving quick here. Austin in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Speaking of malfunction, I think something that went over a lot of people's head was before Biden took office, he had mentioned he had an aneurysm and had the top of his skull removed. I think a lot more of Elon Musk's mission is to expose what the deep state's already doing. So I think this Neuralink stuff was really planting the seed to show us that this is already something that they've been doing for a while.
Oh, they've been putting brain chips in troops for 30, 40 years. I mean, look, Elon wants to dominate every emerging technology. Let's not lie about that. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying, let's be honest, he's a technologist person. He's a pro-human transhumanist. He believes in free will, and if you want a transhuman, you can. That's a separate issue. But he's devastating the globalist current anti-human operations, and I'm not going to get in the way of that. I'm nothing but praise for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and just another little side note was, I think the reason he named X, Twitter X, is because X-Files, you know, he was showing us, you know, kind of how big of...
Well, there's only certain symbols that are popular. You know, the Hindu swastika is popular, but Hitler ruined that. The cross is very powerful, and the X is very powerful. It's just a cross on its side. But great points. Thank you, sir. Anthony in the great state of Texas, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Go ahead.
I wanted to point out that on the clip where Biden mentions last night that he was taking the advice of his commander in chief, I really don't think that was a Biden gaffe. I think that was more of a Freudian slip, and that we all know.
No, I agree. That's why I said last night live, who is the commander in chief?
Well, we all know that it's Obama.
Yep.
And I really think that was a peek behind the curtain into his little Biden brain, letting us know that, you know, he's listening to his commander-in-chief.
I agree. So do you think he steps down, or do you think he's just parlaying all this pressure to get more goodies and more side deals? What do you think's really going on? Because I predicted, and usually my first prediction's right, like 95% of the time, I said 2 weeks ago he's gone by the 21st. Well, we're going to find out.
I agree, Alex. I really think that they're, like you mentioned many times before, they're just now, they're done with him. They're letting him make a fool of himself. And come here in the next coming weeks, I think they will pull him. I really do.
But again, they don't have a mechanism if he refuses to go. So what do they do, kill him?
I mean, with these people, anything's possible, Alex. I would say, yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Well, let's be 100% clear. We don't support that. Thank you so much. God bless you. Great points. We're taking a lot of calls. We're doing a good job here. Let's talk to Chris in Chicago, where they're going to have the DNC that's now virtual ahead of getting rid of Biden. Chris, what's your view on this election coming up?
Oh, man. I mean, we know that they're going to steal the election. They're trying to steal it, at least. It's crazy. I know this girl. She's an illegal. All right. She showed me her ID and her driver's license. It looks nothing, you know, it's super similar to a regular, you know, citizen's driver's license. It's crazy.
Oh, it's in the news. Democrats are signing illegals up for welfare 1 month after they're here and giving them voter registration cards. They don't even deny that.
Yeah, and then she said that in October, the month before the election, they're going to start getting driver's licenses that look exactly the same as the regular citizen's driver's license.
New York already does it. New York has been, a bunch of states are doing it.
It's crazy. And the fact that people don't support the SAVE Act, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Well, let me tell the crew to do this, because this was 2 years ago. I remember the local newscast. New York State, New York City, too. Just type in New York City giving migrants driver's license, and it showed thousands of people lined up. You go to X, probably type it in. Lined up to get the exactly. And with that driver's license, they can vote, brother.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It looks exactly the same. Even the one they have right now, even if somebody doesn't get it updated, you know, just taking a glance at it, all that's different is one little color.
Well, listen, the Democrats, I don't know if you tuned in yesterday, they're not even denying it. They're saying you should let illegals vote. Put up the New York Post. Now, there's a Speaker of the House. They're talking about it, where how non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the U.S. and how Republicans are trying to stop it. And then the Democrats say, well, you're racist if you don't let them vote. They're making illegal aliens police officers, brother.
Yeah, it's crazy what's going on in this country right now. I mean, Chicago and Illinois in itself is super corrupt. And
what do you make of Biden refusing to step down? What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to stay in. I mean, hopefully he steps down because it'll just be easier then, hopefully for Trump, but I think he's going to stay in, sadly.
There's the headline.
Yeah.
16 states give illegal aliens. Is, 16 states give illegal aliens driver's license. There it is.
Yeah, and the worst fact is, I mean, if Kamala Harris, you know, steps up to be president, she's going to be like Lori Lightfoot was in Chicago. She's going to be terrible.
Well, you know, they've got Kamala Harris, they've got Whitmer, they've got Newsom, they've got Hillary. They've got a disgusting bench. Chris, thank you so much. All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Paul and Sean and Casey. I did a pretty good job actually taking a ton of calls in that last 20 minutes. So get a few more up there, four or five more callers, because I didn't want people to be on hold when this hour ends in 33 minutes. So stay there. I'll go to you. We'll take a few more calls on top of that. And then I'm going to get to all this other news we've got, and there is a lot of it here, but some of the biggest is the predictions of Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, King Charles, all of them, the end of the world. We've got the videos, we've got the articles, we've got their statements going back 20, 30 years saying we'd all be dead by 2020, we'd all be dead by 2013, we'd all be dead by 2017. These people are a fraud. I know you know that, but I mean, they are really a scam and are a joke. All right, please support our big sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible nano silver products you need. drjonesnaturals.com. Will keep us on air. Plus, get great products. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com, and I thank you for your support. drjonesnaturals.com. Stay with us.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
I want to just make a statement, then go right back to your phone calls. We sit up here and talk about epic, incredible world developments every day, very calmly. But you have to pull back sometimes and just look at how dangerous and crazy the world is, and look at how world government and depopulation and attacks on the family is now out in the open. And a lot of you have been listening for decades. A lot of you were listening before I was born. I'm 50 years old. So the old timers told us this was all coming. Weren't they dead on? So the good news is we've been ahead of the curve on a lot of this, and it's not going to be as easy as the New World Order thinks to bring down humanity. So the fight is now, but this is so real. you tune into other talk shows and they'll just talk about some one dumb topic for hours and spin their wheels. We're talking about the real future of the world and who the different power structures are and what their goals are. All right, we're taking calls in the order they're received on the insane press conference yesterday. Biden earlier at the end of the NATO summit saying Zelensky is Vladimir Putin and Putin has incredible courage, and saying that Trump is his VP. And now the Democrats are, I already covered it last hour, they're saying we're removing him. They've cut the funding, but he's saying I'm not going. I mean, this is wild. So we're having a discussion about this right now. Let's go to Sean in Florida on the election. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Speaking of listening for decades, I've been listening and following you since 1997, sir.
Wow.
And yeah.
How did you first listen?
Well, I had a friend who was older than me, and he lived down the street. I wasn't really allowed to hang out with him, so I gave him my boom box. I let him keep it there, and there used to be a way you could take old cassette tapes and put scotch tape over the little holes. You could press play and record on the boom box, and then you could record whatever was on the sound was on the radio, but it also picked up.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, sure. I mean, I remember recording stuff on boom boxes, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd record the tapes, and then like once a week, I'd sneak over his house and give me all the tapes, and then I just kind of listened to them as I could.
Man, that was the old school. Yeah, it was really under the radar. And look how far we've come together thanks to people like that neighbor. What was his first name?
Jeff.
Well, whatever happened to Jeff?
He still lives up in the panhandle of Florida. Yeah, I still talk to him. He's still following you as well.
Well, tell Jeff we love him. Isn't that great what he did, like caring back then? I mean,
absolutely.
Boy, has Jeff been proven right?
Yeah, he has. I tell you what, it was no better use of that boombox, that's for sure.
All right, what'd you call in about, brother?
All right, so here's the one thing that the Democrats have been good at. I should say the two things is jamming Trump up with frame jobs to say. Not that many of them have actually stuck, but they've done a good job of slowing down.
It still slows him down. Exactly.
And the second thing is getting all their cronies and the deep state to play along and believe it. My fear is not who they're going to put in there in place of Biden, but is that they are going to steal the election, but they're going to do it a little different, and they're going to steal it for the too big to rig, and they're going to use it as a way to frame Trump. And that way they can shorten his final term, get him out of office quickly, and also at the same time criminalize all of us.
Okay, so quantify that. I'm following you, but how are they going to frame him?
Well, they are the steal machine. They've already proved that it worked, but I don't think they can get away with stealing it again for themselves because everybody, most of the country.
Oh, you're saying they'll steal the election and blame Trump?
Steal the election and use their mules to pad all the votes for Trump, and then that way they have some actual evidence and they say, oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because they're now claiming Trump's engaged in fraud.
And they also changed the terms of service at YouTube, so now you can legally, complain about, or not legally, but now you can get away with complaining about election fraud. And I just think that they're going to use it as a way to frame Trump, frame all of us, get the one thing that they've always wanted, and that's your permanent one-party rule.
Sean, that's why I love taking calls. Is this your first time ever on the show, listening for 25 years?
First time calling into your show. I've called into War Room before, and I've spoken to Chase before, but never called.
Well, we're family. We're family, and thank Jeff for me, okay?
Will do. God bless you.
Yeah, folks, it's been amazing, this fight. It's the people like Jeff out there that are making it all happen. And the seeds they planted decades ago are now sprouting now because tyranny's like the rain and the sunshine. We don't like it, but it makes everything bloom. Like, people are like, whoa, we heard about this? We've all planted so many seeds. You've planted seeds. We've planted seeds together, and now it is a harvest of awakening, the Great Awakening. Casey in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about the Forum of Young Global Leaders. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of that, right?
Yeah, that's the big WEF group that goes around and gets any up-and-comer and invites them to a free trip to Europe, and then a lot of times gets control of them.
Yeah, they have to go through like a 3 to 5 year training course or whatever. But have you ever seen the list of the people who are on this, like the complete list of it?
Yeah, Vladimir Putin's on it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people like Adam Kinzinger, J6, you know.
Yeah, but my point was, is so is Tulsi Gabbard's. And yeah, the ones that work for it, get picked up by it and push, you see their agenda, you judge tree by its fruits. But there are a lot of people like Putin, you know, as vice president went to the forum and spoke. Trump went to the forum. People like put pictures of Trump up and say, look, he's at the event. Well, yeah, he goes there and tells them to go to hell. But if you see the new British prime minister and all the bad guys, they're almost all WEF. So, yes.
Well, so, yeah. So I believe that Klaus Schwab was the one who rigged the last election. I think that he was behind all of it. The reason for that is because Mark Zuckerberg is also a YGL member, and he pulled out the $400 million out of his own bank account to pay for these ballot boxes or whatever. So,
well, he paid for the database of dead people and folks that had moved out of districts. So, yeah, he created the list to fill out the fraudulent mail-ins.
Yeah, and so I think what's going to happen is I think they have a problem. They can't really invoke the 25th, because if they do, then they'll have a say in who gets to be the president, right? Like the
yeah, because it'll go to the vice president and the speaker of the house and down, yeah.
Yeah, so they can't really do that. They kind of got a situation now, but they're trying to get Gretchen Whitmer in because she's heavily involved in the World Economic Forum,
and
so
she really is ultra evil.
Yes, she is, and she's importing the WEF into her state.
She's putting all the Soros and WEF in all the positions.
Yeah, yeah, and Gavin Newsom. So those two people will be the people that would replace Biden if they can get rid of him, if they can make him step down. That's my prediction.
I think it's a pretty. I think it has a lot of validity because they're definitely behind the scenes. They've been getting those two ready.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really pushing Gretchen a lot. Like I've noticed that a lot. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming for her. So,
Casey, yeah. Amazing points. Thank you for calling. Paul in Canada, you're on the air on Justin Trudeau, governments and importing the corruption. We're just talking about that. He is the protege, the example, Klaus Schwab says, and his deputy leader, prime minister, is a top globalist as well, the WEF, and the co-chair of the World Economic Forum. Paul?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk about, Alex, is we have like 6 million people coming to Canada. We have 10 million, maybe 20 million coming into America. They're coming in all
across
Europe.
By the way, that's a big deal for Canada. That's like, what, 30-something million people?
Yeah, so we went from 25 to 30, 35 to 40 million people within like 9 years, right? So it's a huge amount of people coming into the country. And how does it get coordinated that it's happening in the United States, it's happening in Canada?
Globalist.
You know, yeah, but where is that person? Like, you talk about this, and I watch this all the time, and I try to explain it to my son. And that's sort of the question that I have. Like,
it's
how
the UN Resettlement Refugee Compact, and it's the state departments of the governments and the foreign offices.
But how is this not news that regularly is coming out to people? Like, how is it that you're the only voice speaking about this?
Listen, replacement migration is on the UN website. The different resettlement NGOs are on there. That's my. Remember Lou Dobbs when he got fired like 6 years ago off Fox Business? And what did he do?
Oh, he's talking about that all the
he
time.
He showed documents that are public that the State Department is giving billions to Soros. Soros doesn't give any money. He's given it as the NGO, and then he gave debit cards to illegals and then got the UN to accept them. And Trump learned about it and killed the UN treaty. Well, Obama, Biden, put the treaty back in place. So, yeah, it's all UN replacement, migration, invasion.
Yeah, just a new caller. It's great to hear you and great to hear your voice. And just letting you know that here in Canada, we're suffering the same thing. And I visited Europe, and the same thing is happening in Poland. Like, they're now trying to change Poland the same
way.
Oh,
yeah, because they put because, again, Jack was predicted a year ago, they got rid of their good leader and put in the former deputy head of the EU, is now their president. And now he's literally teaching drag queen story time, open borders. When police get shot at, if they defend themselves, they're thrown in prison. It's all the George Soros formula.
Like, year over year, I visited the country in Europe, like two summers in a row. And from one summer to the next summer with the new prime minister, it almost became Canada. Like, it's amazing to watch how they can do that and the control that they have.
Well, they control the central governments, brother, and God bless you. You're dead on. But, hey, you saw Mick Jagger up there praising Trudeau, and he got massively booed in a giant audience. So the people are waking up in Canada, brother. Thanks for the call. All right. Bernadette in Canada, another caller in Canada. Go ahead, Bernadette. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's so great to talk to you. I watched the big boys' speech last night, and it was pathetic. I just wanted to let you know that my mom, who's passed away years ago, was a huge fan of yours, and she told me about a prediction back in the 80s, and it's called the Hermit of Laredo. Have you ever heard of this?
It rings a bell. Tell me about it.
So there's this priest that, if you look it up on YouTube, it's called the Hermit of Laredo, and he went and he saw this fellow named Tom Zimmer and at this beautiful house called Laredo. And what happens is that basically this hermit tells him a story that Trump is going to save the world, and it's going to happen at a time where the world is going to collapse. And there's actually a brick in a wall in the Vatican that Tom Zimmer wrote Donald J. Trump on that. And this is back in the 80s, and this was when Pope John Paul was the Pope, the real Pope. And this brick was put in this wall, and he's been praying for it ever since. And I just hope and pray that that will come to fruition, that that prediction will happen.
I have heard of that. Is there a photo of the brick?
I have not seen a photo of the brick. I've only seen the priest talking about the story because my mom told me about it, and then I found it one day.
Well, somebody's got to dig into that. That's very interesting. I mean, I'll tell you this. The New World Order doesn't like Trump. They are really mad at him. What do you think is going to happen with Biden? He's refusing to go, but the Democrats are officially wanting him to leave.
You know, does it really matter if he comes or he goes? This is the way I look at it, because whoever they replace him with, it doesn't matter. What they're going to do is once Trump wins, they're going to blame everything on Trump. When the economy crashes, they'll blame it on Trump. When everything goes to crap, they're going to blame it on Trump. So it doesn't really matter if Newsom gets in there or Harris. It doesn't matter, because they're going to try and blame it on Trump anyway.
Good points. Thank you so much for the call. Moving quick through calls here. Let's talk to John in Washington. You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, Alex. This is John Freeman. I'm over in Washington State. I'm a longtime listener. Been listening to you since 2003, actually, when I was back in the Coast Guard.
Well, God bless you, brother. Good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you. God bless you too, brother. I just feel real blessed to get to call in today. I've tried to call in before, but by the grace of God, I was able to talk to you. I wanted to bring up a couple quick topics regarding your question. Our vice president VP pick for Trump, a guy called in a couple times back, and he said, "Who's our backup? You know, what's our plan?" You haven't talked about Vivek in a while, and I really liked Vivek. He's the only one in the last year or two that has called into your show multiple times. And I just want us to remember and not forget Vivek. I think he's got young blood, fresh blood. He's saying all the right things. And I just think that we can't forget him. I don't know who this J.D. Vance is. I don't know who this buffoon is. Obviously, Marco Rubio is a tool. What he said to you when you went and at the Google conference and, you know, or the trial there, and you spoke your piece, and Marco Rubio said, "Who are you?" You know, he acted like a buffoon. So I just wanted to bring up the topic about...
Well, I like Vivek. I think he's a really smart guy. He used to come on all the time. I've got his number. Radio silence when I'm asking him on now. So I don't know what's going on with that, but, you know, we really like Vivek. What do you think they do with Biden, though? I mean, how are they going to get rid of him?
Well, I think with Biden, honestly, anything goes at this point. I think someone called in a couple days back, obviously. He mentioned they're probably just going to poison his pudding, natural death. But he's gone off the rails. He's obviously out of his rocker. And his, like you said a couple days back, his brain's rotting. He's standing up there like a little baby. He doesn't know what's going on, and Jill's refusing to let it go as well. So who knows what's up with this Hunter thing as well. What's up with that? Is Hunter Biden really taking press or debriefings with the president?
Yeah, that's because just like when they wanted to get rid of Trump in 2000, no one would help Trump. He was down to a few people. Yeah, no, Hunter and Jill are running the show. Thank you so much, John. Let's go ahead and go to Miss InfoWars. Miss InfoWars. California, we're talking about Elon Musk, the election, and Israel. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My name is Annie in California. I wanted to first say an observation about Adrian Dittman, because I'm really into words and their root meaning. And I first saw that dit means, if you're familiar with the root word, is to dictate. Like when they used to use telegraphs and stuff, the individual character is called a dit. So it also, the root word ditto. So I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, it means dictate. Yeah.
Dit. It's a single letter, just like a computer software.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Adrian Dittman sounds just like Musk. I believe it is Musk. I've talked to Musk before, but I believe Dittman is him. But how does that tie into all this?
Okay, well, I wanted to actually talk about Israel, which has been conspicuously silent. But I think that Israel made a deal behind, this is what I think, it's just an observation, may have made a deal with Trump behind the scenes to hand the election to them. We know that Israel, through Mossad, controls a lot of the deep state operatives. And also, it's very biblical because Israel is in the Bible, wars and rumors of wars and the armies being gathered around Israel. But I think Netanyahu wants a war with Iran desperately. The Palestinian protests are getting in the way of the Democrats' willingness, and they lost the voting bloc. I think that behind the scenes, Israel is pulling the strings.
Well, I mean, Israel's one of the most powerful lobbies. I don't think that's debatable. And Netanyahu does want bigger wars to stay in power. I don't think that's a speculation. So do you want to go off Annie or go off Miss InfoWars? It says Miss InfoWars on screen. Did you tell us that name?
Oh, it's Annie. My name's Annie in California.
Why does it say Miss InfoWars? Did you tell us that?
No.
They just made that up. Wow.
I guess so. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think
listen, what I'm trying to understand here is we're talking about Elon Musk, talking about Israel, talking about Trump. What do you think is going to happen with Biden?
I think that Biden is probably going to be assassinated. I think that Mossad is going to take care of him. And I think Mossad's behind, with the deep state blackmail they have, behind all of this, pulling the rug out from underneath Biden and pulling the rug out.
Sure, Annie, I appreciate your call. You know, Netanyahu's got less than 20% support, like Trudeau and like Macron. So I'm not even an apologist for Israel. My thing to say, the Israelis are pulling all the strings. They're all fighting and, you know, got their own craziness going on as well. But I do think, obviously, the Israel lobby is heavily involved in our elections. So I think that's a valid point. All right, last caller for this hour. I got some other news I'm going to head ahead of our special guest. Anthony in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Alex. I'm feeling optimistic. I think Trump's going to win. I think it's too late for the Democrats. The jig is up. I mean, you think about just even 2021, people weren't talking about half of the stuff they are now. And
I agree. We're in the middle of the Great Awakening.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. We're all seeing it. And just in 2021, people weren't even talking about this stuff. I was kind of then feeling like, is anyone ever going to see this? Now they're talking about it. Now they're seeing it. It's affecting their pocketbook. Trump's going to win in a landslide. But then I think they're going to pull the rug on the economy because this hyper bubble is set to pop anyway. But that's okay. We'll have our president in there. He'll handle it. We'll get through it. And I just think the globalists should just, if I was them, I'd be backing off right now. Because anything they do, we got so many voices out there now seeing through it. And we're going to expose it.
No, I tend to agree with you. What do you think of Musk? I don't see how you deny the good he's doing. He may not be perfect. Great. Nobody is. But my point is, he's got the EU coming after him. He's turning us loose. He is attacking the globalists every day, their key operations, saying the globalists want to kill you. I mean, he sounds like me. How are we going to be mad at this? I see as a real sign that we're winning that Elon Musk is coming over to our side.
Oh, I agree. I think Elon's awesome. I think he's doing really good work. I mean, he bought X for a reason, so we could have free speech again, and it's been working. We're being able to get the message out, just like with your show and everything. So I think Elon's is doing a lot of good for us. And I think the globalists, I think they're going to back off till 2028. They'll let everybody go back to sleep or hope for that, and then maybe make the move before the 2030. You know, and just put it kind of off for 4 or 5 years. If it continues to go our way towards the election.
What do they do to Biden if he refuses to step down?
I think they'll just leave. He'll stay in. He'll run. He'll lose the election, and then he'll just go off into the sunset. He's not going to be around too much longer, and he'll just pass, and that'll be that.
Well, we're about to find out, and I think your view of things has as good a chance as anybody's view. I don't think we know because the system doesn't know. Thank you, Anthony. All right, George Papadopoulos was the first or second, you can debate who it was, him or General Flynn, to be targeted by the deep state. And he's got a lot of perspectives on the world today, what's happening. It's going to be a fascinating interview. I'm going to tie it into all the censorship and political developments next hour. Great hour of calls. Great everybody calling in. Very, very appreciative of that. We're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes. I'm going to just say this again. All the viewers and listeners have a decision to make. Do you want to keep InfoWars embattled that's been in so many fights on the air? It's your decision to make. But I need those of you that make the decision to be part of history to write down these URLs and to go there. DrJonesNaturals.com is our great sponsor, my dad's company. Products ship out of Central Texas, north of Austin. Incredible nano silver products, all these great organic toothpaste, fluoride free, next level foundational energy, selling out as we speak. Incredible products like 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Just see it as a donation. Plus, you'll get great products in the mail. I think you'll love it. High quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver discounted. Silver bullet. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I cannot operate without the sponsor. I need you to support the sponsor just for us to hang on and continue. We fought so long, I can't imagine we'll get shut down. But it is in your hands because part of the paradox of the news saying we'd be shut down a month ago and 3 weeks ago and the judge blocking it is people think we're shutting down. Well, if you don't support, we will. So we're going to be here for months and months. You get your orders in, you're going to get them, and we probably are going to stay on air. God just keeps coming through, so I've got faith and believe it. And if that's in God's will, that's there. But God has to work through you to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. Separately, InfoWarsStore.com is selling out of all the products we've got. We're going to have a real issue if we get a buyer or stay on air about having money to reorder stuff and reboot it. But we have InfoWars MD line that we do have in stock that's amazing products. So check out InfoWars MD, Ageless Vitality, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. It's the same as our bodies. Super high quality. Turmeric 95, CBDC, Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, CBD, full spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support, nerve renew, joint max support, and good night's sleep. All InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand
that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.